My hope is that ultimately a thought about your loved one will bring a smile to your face. After all, if I had to guess, I would say that your loved one would much rather like to see you with a smile on your face than a face full of tears. Think about it and enjoy the book. Chapter 1. Tears for Ron. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalm 27:1. I love where we live. This could be heard coming from both Ron and I before we went out on our date nights. These date nights usually consisted of a drive in the country in our classic 1965 Mustang. We began most of our day trips with this silly ritual by both of us saying, I love where we live. You see, Ron and I loved living in Central Florida. I mentioned this during the eulogy I gave at Ron's memorial service. I also went on to tell a story to honor Ron and express my sentiments to those in attendance. It goes like this. Remember those ocean blue hardcover children's Bible storybooks that used to be sitting around in the waiting rooms of doctor's offices back in the 1970s? You could thumb through them while waiting to see the doctor with your mom or dad. Maybe you had an earache or a sore throat. I remember being 7 or 8 years old and reading one of the stories in the blue Bible storybook. The story I read was about a little child about my age. Or at least I thought the child was my age. The child was sick and in the hospital. The child was tired of the endless needles, all the tests, and the illness was taking a toll on the little child's body. In the story, a hospital angel visited the little child one night very late. The child was alone, and the angel told about the wonderful world that could be experienced if you believe in Jesus and accept him as your Savior. The angel went on to say, once you believe, if you want Jesus to enter your life, to penetrate your heart, and take you to a wonderful place called heaven, just raise your hand, and God will hear your plea. The little child died the next night. But before death came, the child rigged away, using pillows, to keep its little hand up in the air. I began crying when I read this story so long ago. My mom saw me crying and thought whatever illness that had brought me to the doctor's office was making me cry. That story has stuck with me over these last 40-plus years. Ever since then, every time I see those hurting and wanting to feel the comfort of something or someone, I wanted them to raise their hand. And I cried. When I knew my loved ones were in pain, I wanted to help them raise their hand, and I cried. During a recent Christmas church service, our pastor, Eddie Fulford, asked if anyone wanted the touch of Jesus, wanted to feel him in their heart. Just raise your hand. Wow, there's that hand thing again. During that church service, the love of my life, my best friend and husband, Ron, raised his hand. I cried again like I have so many times before. Only this time, my tears were different. I know that God is watching over Ron and all those who accept Jesus as their Savior. While my world has been rocked to the core since losing Ron, I cried then because I knew that my husband would enter heaven before me. I know he is sitting on the right hand of God, without the pain that plagued him each day of his life. My tears now are for my family, children, and grandchildren who will miss Ron's wise counsel and his love. My tears are for those who will miss Ron and for those who haven't heard or learned about the hand thing. Like the little girl so long ago, I cry now because I miss my best friend. I miss Ron's laughter, love, and the caring he gave me so freely. But I think when my tears dry, Then I will turn my broken heart into a way to honor my best friend. I will teach and tell others about the hand thing. So for those who are starting to read the Little Blue Book of Grieving and desire to have love in your lives, raise your hand. Enjoy the book. And I'm pretty sure Ron is saying right now, I love where I live. Chapter 2. Are you dependable? But if anyone obeys his word, love for God is truly made complete in them. This is how we know we are in him. Whoever claims to live in him must live as Jesus did. 1 John 2:5-6. What were you thinking? Ron asked as I sat dripping wet in his truck. His voice had a tone of irritation mixed with true concern. I told him I wasn't thinking because I always knew he would be there for me. We both began to laugh. Ron then asked, What did the driver say to you? I told him that after I screamed, the driver never said a word. He just stared at me in disbelief. We laughed again and began to drive to our new destination. This tale began late one rainy night after a full day of road travel. Ron pulled into a local hotel and said he would stay underneath the hotel overhang due to a steady rain. I was to run into the hotel and check the availability of a room for the night. Once inside, the hotel clerk informed me that they were booked, but that their sister hotel across town had rooms. She called in a reservation for us, gave me a map to the new location, and wished me luck. I headed out of the hotel lobby, studying the map to our new destination. I hopped into the waiting truck that was parked in the overhang and began to tell of the no-vacancy situation, all the while still studying the map. I began to read aloud the directions to our new hotel when a horn honked from behind us. I turned to tell Ron that we needed to get moving when I realized that the driver wasn't Ron. I screamed and jumped out of the vehicle and frantically began to look for my husband. He was in the honking vehicle behind the truck where I had just been the uninvited guest. What I didn't realize was that while I was checking on the hotel room, Ron had moved his vehicle so a similar-looking truck could pull up out of the rain to unload. How dependable are you to someone in your life? If you have someone in your life that you can rely on, then you are truly blessed. If you can't think of anyone that would look to you to be that dependable one, then maybe you can start this week working on being that faithful and reliable person. The security you give and the peace you receive is born out of a loving relationship, and that loving relationship is always built on trust. During the grieving journey, a reliable, dependable friend or family member can mean the world to someone whose life has been otherwise turned upside down due to their recent loss. This gift is easy to give and invaluable to a grieving friend or family member, so consider being someone's rock, if only for a little while. The shock and unsettled feeling that you might be experiencing due to the loss of your loved one is a built-in response. This is serving to cushion you for when you eventually realize that you won't see your loved one again. Even if the death is a blessing due to an illness, the shock is designed to help you process the death. Try not to fight it, or try to quickly snap yourself out of it. Chapter 3.